Hey, happy Monday. What's going on, kids?
Good morning.
Keith promised to serenade us with Total Eclipse of the Heart. Go ahead, Keith.
My voice went out.
I don't even know the words of the song. I just know those words.
Would have been a good theme song to start off this morning. Total Eclipse of
the Heart. Yeah, we'd also would have got copyright flagged.
Oh, yeah. But are you guys going out to watch it?
Up to the yard. I'm gonna watch it from the farm. So
I'm not
gonna go out in this traffic.
All along the freeway, there was this whole signs and billboards everywhere that's like, you know, don't pull over. If you do, stay, leave fat. I'm like, I ain't messing with that chaos.
I saw this morning it starts at like 1:27 this afternoon here in Texas and ends at 3:55 in Maine.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know, the earth's flat, so this is all just an imagination, you know, to us.
Oh, we can watch it for 100 miles then.
Everyone sees it at the same time.
It's crazy to me how many people actually think the world is flat. Like they're serious. Like you see
flat earth society. I love it.
Freaking crazy.
Yeah, they got members all around the globe.
Bernie's a founding member, so
I love that. That's my favorite t-shirt ever. They have members all around the globe.
Oh, there, I just got it.
You just got it.
Oh, wow. Bernie, even you.
Stevie. You know, I need more coffee this morning. I need more coffee this morning. I blame y'all.
We had a great weekend. We celebrated our dad's 73rd birthday this weekend.
And Stevie, I'm wearing a shirt in his honor.
Oh, yeah, don't be a Richard. I should have worn mine. All three of us have a shirt, the exact same shirt we wear in his honor.
Oh, my gosh.
So
Stevie had opening weekend.
We did. It was amazing. I'm exhausted, but it was amazing.
Keith cooked some horrible no meat on the bone ribs.
Oh, man. We slaughtered a cow, and the beef ribs were like aluminum foil thin.
Oh, there was nothing. Nothing.
And I tried to smoke them to see if I can get them tender, and it ended up like beef jerky.
Yeah, not even good beef jerky. Like.
Well, actually, remnant. After you put it in that sauce, I actually
ate some. Right. I doctored it up.
I chewed on it for like an hour. It was beef jerky.
We got it done.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I think you lose more often than you win, though. I mean,
doesn't matter. I said sometimes. There's no number associated.
What's funny is growing up, Keith didn't do a whole lot of cooking. Now that he's freaking old as shit, he cooks all the damn time.
Because he has all the time in the world because he's old as shit.
Right? We decided we're going to get him a walker so he has something to hold him up while he's next to the grill all day. So,
you can get one of those. I've seen them. You can actually hook a flat top grill to a walker. So he can move and grill all at the same time. Nice.
Listen, it's got to have a beer holder on it.
Yeah, so you put a beer holder on it.
Put a cup holder on it.
We'll never see him again.
A one-hand king. Walk up in the distance. Never see him again. Make this happen.
Gonna put a little motor on it. Just let him drive it around.
Yeah.
All right.
It's gonna be a one-man food cart. Let's go, but Peyton.
Send the game show.
Yep.
All right, so walk us through it. Samantha, you're playing along, so you're guilty by association.
Yeah, Samantha, you're the only person that doesn't know just yet. Peyton's going to use his new high-pitched voice in this section, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, my God.
No. It's not happening. So what'd you choose? It's just random questions, just get to know you, get to know everybody. It's just...
Wait, I thought it was get to know each other.
Right, that's that high energy voice we talked about, Peyton. That was just like to light the audience.
I'm trying to wake up. Oh. If you could pick an emoji to represent you today, what would it be? Mine would be the sleeping one.
I think that would be you every day.
That's most days. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, mine would be the laughing one for sure, with the tears coming out of his face.
Mine, sunglass dude. That's my favorite emoji.
Mine would probably be the shit emoji today.
You need some Pepto?
Are you having a rough morning?
Man, I'll tell you what.
It's called the poo emoji, just for reference.
Nope. It's the Bernie shit emoji.
Yep, Bernie, well, you're the shit today, bud.
You are the shit today. You got it.
Shit every day.
All right, Samantha, what's your emoji?
I think mine would be like the melting happy face. I don't know. I use that one a lot. That's my like go-to emoji.
Nice.
Who's next? A one-way plane ticket to anywhere. Where would you go?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'd go to Australia.
I think I'd be back in Ireland.
I'd go to Vegas.
I think I'd go to Rome. I'd love to see Italy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Rome and Greece.
I think I'll go to the Maldives.
Nice.
These are fancy.
A free pet from the pet store. What would you
Komodo choose? Dragon.
Donnie, you already have all of them.
Komodo dragon. I don't have a Komodo dragon.
Aren't those things huge?
And they're dangerous and poisonous, and they'll like kill you instantly.
That's exactly what he needs.
That's what he wants.
Or one of those big ass turtles you can ride on. I want a turtle you can ride on.
You want
a turtle you can ride on with a Komodo dragon? You can walk on a leash behind it.
Right.
Wow. This is a lot.
My own medieval life.
At a pet store.
I don't think so.
I would get a turtle so that Donnie's a turtle so Donnie's pet dragon can eat it.
Keith does not want pets. Keith's tired of having grizzly.
Yeah.
See, I'd want a giant ass dog, like a mastiff or a Saint Bernard, something really, really big.
There
you go. As long as I don't have to clean up its shit.
My list is definitely Great Dane. At some point, I want a Great Dane. Absolutely.
Now, if I was going to do a dog, I'd go with the Irish Wolfhound versus the Great Dane.
Great Danes are beautiful. They're just the dumbest dogs on the planet.
They are.
Yeah, that's why I like them. Make me feel smart.
when they're running, it's like,
now it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Samantha, are you getting a pet?
I want a shark.
Oh, you just became Stevie's best friend.
Oh, wow.
I want like a little baby shark. I don't know. I used to have an aquarium back in the day, and we would have like little eels and stuff. So I've always wanted a shark.
Yeah.
Can you sing the song for us?
Don't.
No. Moving on. One movie for the rest of your life. What movie do you choose?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh,
Lord of the Rings.
I hated The Big Lebowski the first time I watched it. I thought it was so dumb. And then I watched it a second time while a little high, and I loved it. So
I would probably go with the Harry Potter series, but The Outsiders is like my favorite movie of all time.
It's a great
flick. I think I would do The Godfather series. Mm.
The series? It's one movie.
Yeah, no. We changed the rules. Your rules don't matter.
Yeah. You would have used your hype. Boys, we would have followed your rules, but fuck off.
You're not the boss of this, Peyton.
That's the sound of music.
Ever said. One.
Muppets do Vegas.
The Titanic series.
The series. It was a sequel.
I haven't seen Titanic.
The iceberg.
The Robinsons.
Oh my gosh. Meet the Robinsons. There's the lead character right there.
It's me. One topping on your
pizza. Like sauce, cheese, like
sauce and cheese. What topping? Like pepper,
the sauce and cheese,
pineapple,
meat,
sauce,
meat. I'd choose
brownie.
Good answer, Donnie.
Like all the meat, all the meat. That's my one answer is all the meat.
Samantha, what did you say?
Pepperoni.
Just simple. Okay.
Like on top. I love pepperonis, so I don't know.
Oh, like stacks on stacks.
Wait, hang on top. Yeah. Where else would you put it?
On the bottom. I'm just kidding. In the crust.
Okay.
Oh, they do that now. What would be your superhero theme song?
Jaws.
I don't think that sounds like you're getting ready to get shot in the face, and all of a sudden you hear dun dun.
When did Jaws become a superhero?
No, not a superhero. Like you become a superhero. Pick a song that is your theme song, Keith. Any song.
She said Jaws works. Dun dun.
I think it's perfect. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
For Keith, it'd be the My Little Pony song.
I was thinking more like the Care Bears.
I, I was going with Care Bears too. I don't know why that was in my head for you, Keith. That's what I was thinking. Ooh, isn't with Bernie, isn't it going to be Super Mario Brothers?
Right. Wow.
Luigi. See? Mario.
Bernie is the shit emoji today.
All right. Sharon, you win. I think Crazy is a great theme song.
Crazy by Mel Bart.
A fictional world.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Narnia.
Oh, Narnia is a good choice.
Oh. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Avatar. Lord of the Rings. I'm there. I'd go with Avatar.
I would live in the Shire. Avatar. I would live in a hole in the ground. Sounds great.
Which Avatar? Like the blue people, or Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Let's be honest. There's only one Avatar. There's the last.
We're not talking about stupid ass cartoons,
right?
They've remade it 3 times.
I know, it's all the time.
Now the live action one's not bad right now. The live action series is actually not bad. The acting, as long as you don't want good acting, it's fine.
Or a storyline or a plot.
Right.
Samantha, what's your fictional world?
Yeah, Atlantis.
Oh, Atlantis.
Oh, good choice.
That's a good movie.
And grant you
one wish for someone else. It won't grant it for you, it grants it for someone else.
I wish that Peyton would disappear.
I wish that Donnie could be nice for a whole 24 hours.
Ooh. Fuck that. I wish Elizabeth would get millions and billions of dollars.
There you go. All right. Smart. Work that system.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking the same thing. I'll give Ty $1 million and we're good. Perfect.
I wish Genevieve would pay off my trailer.
the trailer without a closet. Got it.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's roll on with it, Peyton.
Okay, can do.
Oh, too funny.
This is Samantha Guajardo, the owner and operator of Elite Business Link. She started her company in July of 2023 and has managed over 37 projects since then. Her main business goal is to build her business nationwide. And today she gets the hot seat with the Success Champions team.
Hey, Samantha.
This is so fancy.
Right? Okay. Look at this. We're getting all upscaled and everything.
All right, we'll send you an invoice for that in a minute.
Well, very cool. Samantha, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then we'll dive into, see if we can help you out a little bit.
Hey guys, my name is Samantha Guajardo, owner of Elite Business Link. I am a single mom of 3 boys. I got a 17, a 16, and a 9-year-old. And honestly, my goal is just to help businesses succeed and build genuine connections throughout the community.
So I got to tell you guys, Samantha's a beast. We were down in San Antonio just a few weeks back. She hosted the How to Network Without Being a Jackass. Me and Jessica and Peyton all went down there. Amazing event, good time, amazing people. And she really freaking, puts her shit together, really getting everybody, where they're supposed to be. Freaking the food, the drinks, everything was just awesome. It was a really, really good time. And you got an event coming up here in Dallas next week or this week?
Yes, on the 16th, April 16th, come out and join us at 12 Cuts Brazilian Steakhouse from 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. That's a place we got to get to, too, because they do a lot of events there. So I haven't been to it yet. So Samantha, we invite everybody on the show to get some help and advice for their business. What's the biggest thing that we can help you with today, my dear?
I think right now my goal is to grow my business nationwide. So any tips and tricks on how to get that started or the best way to approach that would be amazing.
So tell us a little bit about your business. What exactly is it that you do?
So I host and plan business events, whether it's networking events, business mixers. I try to stick on a larger scale, anywhere between over 100 to 200 guests per event. Just to kind of bring a lot of business awareness.
And what kind of things have you done so far to try and take it across the nation?
Well, saying yes is one of them. So I got asked to host the plan the event out in Dallas. So I definitely jumped on that right away. It would be my first event outside of San Antonio. And then in June, I'm taking a trip with some friends in California, and they're going to be working. And I said, well, we are going to be working. I might as well work. So I'm going to make some events out in California while I'm out there as well.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice. So any other questions for guys while we start helping her out?
Yeah. What type of events are we talking about here?
Typically, I try and stick with business mixers, whether it's conferences or possibly maybe once we get into the holidays, like holiday parties. But I just want to streamline it in business. I don't want to get into any quinceañeras or weddings or anything like that. Strictly business.
You say quinceañera way better than I would ever say it.
You really didn't even need to repeat it, Donnie.
Right. I just butchered it all.
Like crap when you said it.
Right.
Fair. And Bernie just asked, "What's a quinceañera?"
Samantha, have you done any work with associations and conferences? Or are you sticking more with smaller business events?
So I am going to be hosting my first conference in July here in San Antonio with Doug Mitchell, he's also part of Success Champions Networking, and Donnie is going to be a speaker as well. So that is something that I'm also in line of hosting.
Are most of your clients hosting like entrepreneur or small business owner events, or are you looking to get into other industries as well?
So I'm trying to stick with small, medium-sized businesses, as well as possibly move into the nonprofit world as well, because I know they're always hosting events. So that's something that also I would like to do.
Okay. Cool.
I know you name dropped a specific speaker for your event in San Antonio. Have you thought about upping your game and getting better speakers?
Let me write that down.
You shouldn't talk about Doug that way, right?
Let me write that down. He said,
I was better. Sorry, Doug. My bad, Doug.
Doug, that wasn't against you.
Oh, too funny. So, saying yes to a lot of things, is there any other marketing, you know, networking or the likes that you're doing out there to get your name out there?
I do a ton of networking. I've been networking for over, I think we're going on 2 years that I'm out networking. I host my own networking events as well here in San Antonio. Thankfully, because of Success Champions, I've been able to visit other chapters and get to meet and greet other people. So I do a lot of in-person networking because I do really build those genuine relationships to kind of help grow. And I know we had that... we were talking about how do you get people to talk about you, or have when you say something and you, how do they come to mind, or how do you come to mind? And I try and build those relationships so when I'm not in those rooms and I'm being brought up, it's in a positive way.
Yeah, love it. I can tell you guys that in San Antonio, she's probably one of the most connected and known people in San Antonio. Everywhere we went, if I said, you know, we had an event, we were coming up, everybody said, oh, that's Samantha's event. It was really, really cool to see how many people threw her name around there. So, all right, well, let's start diving into our world. I got a couple of ideas. Love to hear what you guys have. My first one is you should start hosting your own events, teaching why you should host events to grow your business.
Okay.
So you can attract more people that would be doing them anywhere and everywhere.
Or people that have thought about doing an event but not really sure where to start.
Well, also though, think about, she said she wants events that have 100 and more people. So those aren't always going to be your startup people, because startup people are going to have an event with 10 people. That's not going to be her space. So what we need to do is make sure she's getting in front of virtually bigger networks in different regions of the country so that then they can bring her in to host those events, right? So the same idea, but making sure you're taking it virtual, because if you don't meeting in person is great, but you won't get nationwide meeting in person.
Right. Yeah.
Be able to do those virtual events.
100%. I would go to like LinkedIn and start looking at all the events and see how many people are registered to attend the events. And then whoever hosts in those becomes some of your low hanging fruit to go, okay, these are maybe some of the people I should be talking to about, can I get in front of them to raise some awareness? Maybe they only get 75 people to the event type thing. Can I reach out to them and say, hey, I know how to get your event to 100, 200 people. You know, those type of scenarios. I'd also start looking around at other communities where you're going to have more and more people in them that are going to either be the bigger people you're trying to get to or can get you access to the people you're trying to get to. You know, things like, you know, Apex or the Outlier program, you know, that have people that are going to be producing a lot bigger shows. I would also think about who are the other event planners that are doing the stupid massive shows. Can you pick up the things that they don't want to be doing? Like the, you know, they're used to doing 10,000, you know, people in a, you know, stadium. You know, who are they giving the 200 people events to? Yeah. Like they might likely not be hosting those.
Or even possibly a collaboration opportunity with them. Right. Yeah, to at least get your name out there, too. Co-host something. So one of the things my suggestion, you do an amazing job on social media. We've only met a couple of times via Zoom chats and things like that. So I don't know you all that well, but your social media gives me a great idea of who you are. One of the things I would suggest you start doing is telling people I have an event. I'm planning an event in California. I'm planning an event in Boston, wherever it might be. Let people know that you want to go nationwide and you have the ability to do stuff like that. Cause your social media is the way you're talking to your potential new audience. And I think they would love to know that you have the capability to go all over the United States and do these large events.
And I, as you'd like with the California trip, man, I would start putting out there, hey, I'm going to be in California on X, Y, and Z day. This is what I will be hosting. This is what I'm looking for. You know, if you know anybody that would be interested in hosting their own event, I'll bring the firepower, blah, 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 to get in you front
might,
of
might as well stay there for a month.
Right?
Yeah. Right? If it works out.
Yeah.
Franchise, Mike says.
Well, and I think you have to really define, are you hosting events where you're the name, or are you helping other people host events? Those are two separate things. And those are two separate audiences, right? If you're hosting events and then you're putting all the, you're bringing in the speakers, you're doing the things, that's hosting. And that's going to be something that if you want to go nationwide, you just need to find speakers that you can bring into an event that have an audience, and then you can do that nationwide. But if you want to help other people host their own events, then that's a different marketing strategy and you want to connect with different people. So
what's with it? Clear. Like, are there any professional organizations for event planning that I imagine? So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's Association of Association, which is all the associations are a part of the Association for Associations.
Yeah.
Right. If you're okay with not hosting, but just planning events for other people, I mean, the association industry plans events every single month. And you have, I mean, here in Texas, we have 160 headquartered in Dallas that are nationwide associations. So if you get in with one of those, you can plan their events all over the country.
Yeah, actually, I just made a connection with one of the global chambers. So I'm looking into possibly getting into that and maybe hopefully planning some of their events as well. So
yeah, it's great.
Success Champion Networking has been by far the coolest project we've ever built. You know, bringing together like-minded badass CEOs and business owners that are rapidly growing and scaling your business. When you do networking the right way, you can't help but, you know, open doors for others, help others build their businesses, and they help you build yours. You know, it's time that networking got an upgrade, and with Success Champions Networking, we've literally changed and solved the problem of what most people hate about networking. You know, no multi-level marketing, you know, no scams. You know, you've got to be a legit badass to be a part of these groups. So if you're looking to up your game, grow your business, scale and go bigger, come hang out at successchampionnetworking.com.
No. You know, the biggest thing that I find in this day and age is just building a massive personal following, to where you're putting out additional content, not even necessarily talking about MPI, nice, not even talking about any hosting events at all, just letting people meet you, telling your story, sharing your journey, sharing the behind the scenes, that kind of stuff. You know, just way cooler when you have a personal brand and a bunch of people that are following it into what you're talking about, that they'll be the ones that come with most of the information on here's how you go here, here's what you do here. You ever thought about creating, or maybe you have already, these are the top 10 locations I want to host an event, and like saying these are the cities and places I want to go, and then maybe you put that list out there, because we have connections all over the place of people like Heather Wyatt's down in, is it Puerto Rico or
Costa Rica,
right? You know, and if Costa Rica is on your list of places you want to host events, right, that's an easy introduction to get to people that are in these crazy places. Yeah. Like that.
And she's got a big event coming up this summer. It's like $15,000 per person with an 8-person maximum to do a 3-day, 4-day retreat down there. So again, collaborating with someone like that would be a good start. She's on my list here to introduce you to her.
Oh, Laura DeFranco as well, you know, with some of her books. I mean, one of her last books, 25 writers all went to Egypt and got to go tour the pyramids and the like. So go find people that are doing these big, crazy-ass collaborations.
Who's the other one? Debbie Brosnan, who's the chef? Right,
yeah,
up in the Northeast, and she puts together these 25 to 30 trips for people to go do a culinary thing in Italy.
Yeah, the legend in his own mind.
Sorry, it made me laugh. Cute.
Thanks. It's in my mind, it's still a legend.
Yeah. Another thing that I would go is I'd go start looking for the groups on LinkedIn. And Facebook for these big entrepreneur groups, these big destination type groups. Mike says, check in the RV clubs.
Not even the RV club, but even RV clubs, motorcycle clubs, Jeep clubs, things that are doing these rallies. I know he pronounces it tallies, but we'll call it rallies. I know what you're thinking, Mike. So, typing with three hands.
Oh. So, like, what would be the craziest event you'd want to pull off or put together?
Oh man, I can't even like think of that right now. I mean, obviously I would love to have a huge event where it's, you know, I can get everyone coming in nationally, whether it's in San Antonio or another major city in Texas, because obviously Texas is home to me. So I would love to highlight my own state. However, if I could go anywhere and everywhere, it's just as, you know, as long as it's big. I really just, and it's worth it. I just want to bring value to these business owners and young entrepreneurs as well. Cause I think for me, the main thing is I'm so big on building smaller businesses, because if it wasn't for someone opening a door for me, I wouldn't really be where I'm at right now. And so when I go into these events and I host them, I do try and bring smaller businesses that people aren't aware of, just to kind of highlight them and open a door for them. And so just being able to host a large event where I know that it's going to bring genuine connections and real connections and with real intentions, that's really ultimately my goal. Doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be as massive as you could think. It's just as long as it's with the right intentions.
Yeah.
So do you make most of your money through people paying for tickets to events, or are people paying you for your service?
Both. So because I'm doing both right now, I host my own networking events, and that's through ticket sales and sponsorships to help offset the cost. But also with the event planning, I do get paid for the actual planning of those events. So I monetize off of both right now.
Which do you enjoy more?
That's such a hard question. That's so hard because networking is my baby. So these smaller events where I can, you know, that I actually put on for my people is great. I love them. But being able to just kind of help other businesses make it a little bit easier for them and just kind of show up and own it. It's so hard because I love both. I can't choose. I don't know.
Do you have like a specific centers or areas or buildings that you work with to host these events where you're doing them locally?
Yeah. So when it comes to like the personal networking events that I host, I work with anyone that's open to me using like their bar or restaurant. As far as the larger event spaces right now, I do have I partner with Project Cowork here in San Antonio, which is a co-working space where we hosted Donnie's event as well. So I'm really just trying to get into the door with other spaces that will allow me to use their space for these events.
Yeah. I thought maybe you go back to the event owner and talk with them and say, hey, do you guys have events that are just kind of okay and you want them to be a little bit more upscale, right? Introduce them to that organization and tell, let them know what you can do for their event that's already going to happen. They're just trying to get better attendance, more people. So, and next year, maybe we'll let her plan the Babs so we don't have to.
I'm in.
That's a great question though. Do you do marketing? Do you help events get bigger? Is that part of what you offer as a service? Good question.
Yes, I do. So depending on what they're needing, it's really up to my client whether they already have that marketing in place or if they need me to help market or find sponsorships. That's something that I do as well.
Very cool. Just crazy ass idea would be to put together just a wild and crazy adventure type event, just something out of the box where it's everything from river rafting, axe throwing to whatever, and then have it all planned and built out how somebody would market it, how somebody would put it all together, and then pitch it to different various people. Like, sounds here's like everything
in the box.
Yeah, everything planned out, everything ready to rock. You know, this is what it would cost. Right. To put together, this is how we market, this is how we sell it out, you know, and see if you could, you know, as a ancillary versus trying to find people who are trying to do their own events, put an event together and then try and sell it as a package. I don't know if it'll work, but it'd be a fun idea.
That's a great idea.
At least have it as an offering. You have like a bronze package, a silver package, a gold package, a platinum package, right? And have that available on your website and say, I can put this package together anywhere in the United States for your group. And this is what it would cost per person.
Right. Imagine if she found a bunch of people like Heather that had these destinations. And one was, hey, we go to Costa Rica. Yeah. Here's all the things, the excursions, everything we do. You need, you know, 10 of your clients to come with you. This is how much it would cost them to do this. And it's already prepackaged up and you hand it to Heather. Right. You know, or other people who have cool destinations like that.
Because anybody that's doing those, they always need help filling the group, yep. Right? They might have 60% of it, 70% of it, but they're looking for help. They're more than willing to give a cut of the action to somebody that can help them fill that group, help them market that group and things like that. So,
well, and I think that's why I asked that question earlier, because that is different. Right. So most event planners do nothing with marketing. They do nothing to help you. You're in charge, right? Like, we're in charge of getting the people to come to Babs. Even if we have an event coordinator, they're not the ones doing the marketing. They don't have any skin in the game to get more people. If that's something you're willing to offer, I think that's very different from other people. And you need to market on that. Because like, for me as a speaker who hosts events, I can plan an event logistically all I want. What I need help with is getting more butts in seats, right? So like, if that's something you offer, that's different than every other event planner I've ever worked with who are like, hey, you have to do your own marketing. Like, right. It's here to run the logistics. So I think thinking about that and thinking about how you market on that might be important.
Well, and I think that might be an additional offer. Like, here's for me to host the event. Here's what it costs for me to market the event.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an upsell, right? Yeah. Like, if you want to help filling it, that costs more money. And maybe it's a percentage, right? It's a percentage of ticket sales or something like that. So it's like a profit share at that point. They make money, you make money. Everybody wins.
Samantha, I'm curious about something. We've thrown a lot at you this morning, right? And you networked like crazy. when you get an opportunity to do your 15, 20, 30 second pitch, tell people who you are, what do you say?
Oh, that's a great question. So usually I'll just give my little pitch. So just say, this is so funny.
Sorry, guys. She's on the spot.
It's because I'm on the spot. Yep. Hey guys, my name is Samantha Guajardo. I'm the owner of Elite Business Link, where I host and plan your events, your business events. So if you have a vision of an event, but you don't want to waste the time or don't want to have the stress, you can go ahead and reach out to me and we'll see how we can bring that vision to life. That's it. It's real cut short.
So,
and I'm ready for their critiques.
Yeah. I mean,
it's coming.
It's good, right? People are going to remember you. People are going to know, okay, she does the event things. Mm-hmm. For you, I think it's going to be more important to start telling stories. So where you go, I'm Samantha, look, I'll just take care of all your event needs. Let me tell you what I did for Donnie. Right. Donnie wanted to come down to San Antonio and be able to do an event in front of as many small business owners as he possibly could. So we put together how to network without being a jackass. Put 40 people in the room, did drinks, did after hours, you know, food and the likes. And that event went off unhinged. So if you're looking to get your name, brand, message out there, reach out to me and let's talk about specifically how we can make you look like a rock star.
But don't use the word unhinged because that did not sound good in that sentence.
Hey, I was pulling it out of my ass.
I know. And it sounds so, use better words than he used, but the idea.
Okay. I thought he said uncringed.
Uncringed.
But I go back to, and as Samantha, I'm going to keep bringing it up because I'm going to push you to really think about it. Are you doing events for people that are events over 100 people? Because that's what you said at the very beginning when you talked to us. You wanted that sweet spot between 100 and 250 people. So if that's the case, your example story needs to be something with that number.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? And and if that's what you want to do, you need to really push that because otherwise you're going to have people ask you to do an event for 10 people.
Yep.
If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if that's not what you want to do, you need to put that out in that speech.
Okay. Yes, I have planned a few events that have had over that amount. And I'm because of that, I am working on their second one. So I do have events that I have planned for more than 150 people. So
it's just about, it's always in our intro, we always want to talk about what we truly want to do, not just what we have done, if that makes sense.
Well, it's also healthy to say who you don't want to work with.
Yeah.
Right. Like, guys, I'm looking for people that want to do events over 100, 200 people, not people that want to do a quinceañera, you know, and the likes. And
although those would be over 100 to 250.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's also important to say, you know, who specifically you need to be introduced to. Like when we throw out generic ideas, it's really hard for us to go, oh, I know somebody who's planning over 100 person event. You know, so you think about, okay, cool. Who's talking to people that are going to host these monster events? Mm-hmm. Like who's talking to guys like Doug Mitchell? Who's talking to guys like me? Who's talking to, you know, other people who have these massive events? And then how do you get in front of them?
And if you want to plan more massive events for entrepreneurs and those kinds of things, if you're not about hosting, but about planning, I would also tell you, whether we agree with their content or not, the marketing gurus.
Bros.
Yeah. I mean, they host events. I still follow a lot of them on social media, even though I don't always do what they say we should be doing for my business. But I mean, Business by Design has a 250 person event every single year in California. I know he has people who plan that for him. He does not sit behind his desk and do that himself. So that's another market. If you're specifically interested in these small business owners and those kinds of things, those are people hosting events for those individuals. So that might be another way to look at it.
So Peyton, put John's question up there really quick.
Yeah, John, what I would tell you is ignore the feedback.
Yeah, 100%. This was my answer.
Right. Ignore the feedback. You know, what you're doing is you're disqualifying people you don't want to work with, and that's the greatest
piece of
advice on the planet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Disqualified, just like what Samantha did this morning. I'm not doing birthday parties. I'm not doing weddings. I'm not doing this, right? Disqualified, make sure people understand I'm not a party planner, right? I'm an event coordinator for businesses that want better branding nationwide.
Yep. And, you know, another thing to look at since we're going out to the bigger crowds is who's got a massive following that's not doing events.
Yeah.
That might be low hanging fruit to go, okay, cool. Who's the influencers on LinkedIn? Who's the influencers on Facebook? Who's the you know, that have a massive following of people, but if you look through all their stuff, they've never hosted an event. That would be my question to them is, man, you've got an amazing following, a ton of people. Why aren't you hosting events, or are you hosting events and I just don't see them? Mm-hmm. Be a cool way to get
you don't see them. Why not? I can help you with that too.
And I think there's a lot to be said with what Stevie said earlier too, as far as kind of sharing in that revenue, right? If you're able to fill those seats for them, I mean, that's a fantastic way to help them build revenue and build it for yourself as well.
Yeah. That's, and I will just as this, and I mean, obviously Donnie and I both can attest to this and say this a lot, right? Speakers run events. That's part of what we do, right? So speakers are a great market. But my most successful events, I will admit, have always been successful because the person doing event coordination with me, we had a profit share model. So they helped me get more people in the room. Yep. And that is always where it's been better.
Yep. So,
yeah, I think it's a great way to do it.
And I'm going to kind of go with Stevie on this one. The ability to say you can market events, I mean, that's damn near priceless for anybody who's put on an event, to say you can put butts in seats, because inevitably that's the most stressful thing of any event, no matter what anybody says, is because jackasses wait to the 2 hours before the event starts to buy their freaking tickets, right? Yep. And so you're everybody's sweating it up until the last minute of those tickets coming through. So if you can market those events and have the actual game plan, profit sharing for a lot of people, they're going to jump all over that without even blinking twice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and especially if you're willing to really do some of those higher end events that have a higher price tag, right? Multi-day events.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would have no problem as a speaker giving up, you know, 30 or 40% of my ticket price if you're helping me get 100 people in the room. Because I probably have an upsell where I'm making more money later anyway. So right. Like, you can have some of the ticket price. That's great. I'll make money on the upsell. So I think it would be a really good opportunity.
And I kind of like Mike's idea for the nonprofit, which gave me another idea, which was, figure out what the demographics are of your perfect, you know, clientele that's going to do these big events. Figure out what they're all into. Like, if all of your clientele are dudes hosting these events, maybe it is a big barbecue where you bring them all together and you put the big ass event together just to bring them all together, give them 2 seconds and go, hey, I know we're doing this big ass barbecue, but let me tell you what I do as part of, I host events.
I was gonna say, I like Mike's idea, as long as your ideal audience is going to be there that you can market to, mm-hmm. and you can take advantage of that audience.
Yep. Well, and that's how you really have to know, right? It's not just about one event. It's how one event turns into 8 new events.
Yeah.
Right. That should be true for all of us and how we work our businesses. Right. It should always be not just I'm serving this client, but I'm serving this client so that I can serve the next 8. So how are you making sure that the people in the room are going to be better sales for you later as well?
Yeah.
Sharon, you're on my Bernie shit list.
Yeah. Because we don't want those bad ribs. Yeah.
And I would tell you that some of the people that you've likely hosted events and stuff for have no idea how to turn their event into a multi-tier event. Mm-hmm. You know, hanging out with Stevie over the years, I've learned that I'm going to use every speaking engagement to get other speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're not getting additional speaking engagements from being up there, then you're playing the game wrong. So mm-hmm. if you can teach those type of tips and tricks to people is, okay, cool. Here's how we're going to market. Here's how we're going to get people to come back, you know, those type of things. Just a tremendous amount of value there.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Samantha, it's about that time. I'd love to hear your takeaways, what you've learned, what you think you can apply right now, what you think you can apply over a period of time. So, back on the hot seat.
Well, I mean, I was taking notes, guys. So,
good.
So I'm a big note taker. So yeah, there's so y'all provided me so much valuable information. Like, I can't wait to just get off this call and start game planning everything. You know, I really love the idea of like putting my top 10 locations of where I want to go and start getting that out there. Of course, I don't know. I don't even know where to start because there's so much good stuff. Definitely as far as like looking onto the LinkedIn groups, I know Facebook is my baby. I really do use Facebook a lot, but I do need to transition into LinkedIn. So getting my LinkedIn growing, building up my, I guess my following on their connections, definitely need to work.
You're
going to
see more of your bro marketer guys on Facebook than you are LinkedIn because they're selling to the individual. So I wouldn't tell a lot of people this. You're okay playing on Facebook heavy.
Okay. Yeah. If you're going to plan those kind of events, you're better on Facebook than LinkedIn.
Okay.
If you're willing to go more for speakers and smaller events, then LinkedIn is where you would find them. So it's just about what you want.
Okay, perfect. And then definitely making sure that I put in my plan as far as the marketing for the profit share model. You know, I do offer that, but at least separating it is a great idea. That way I can get that added. What else did I write down? Yeah, there's so much good information. Definitely the virtual events. Doing virtual events is a great idea. I have been asked about like planning events when it comes to networking, but I do need to get into like the virtual side to kind of educate on why to host events. Like, what's the reason that we do host events? So I think that was a great idea. I'll definitely make sure I get that put together. And
yeah, because on virtual events, the hardest part is making them entertaining and fun, right? Because nobody wants to just sit on a Zoom call and listen to people speak for long periods of time. So there's got to be
unless
more
I'm
to
the
it.
One speaking,
got to have engagement,
and I'll sit there for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I liked how we had like the little questions here, so that's definitely something to take into consideration. Some icebreakers, keep it fun, keep it interactive for sure. Yeah,
nice. So helpful today.
Very helpful. Very much helpful. Thank y'all so much.
Awesome. Well, guys, it's a good way to wrap it up for the week. I know, Stevie, you've got a play going on this weekend.
We do. Fleetwoodproject.org. We have Clinically Undepressed this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. Tickets still available. Or you can just show up at the door at the Farbest Theater in Mansfield, Texas.
That's awesome. For Success Champions this week, we have Melissa Henry coming in talking about brand hacking on Thursday's Becoming a Champion. On the 18th, Brandon Fong is coming in. Brandon just got back from Richard Branson's Island, hanging out with him, and just a cool kid, 29 years old, and has met more of the who's who of the world than anybody else I know. So we're going to talk to him a lot about how did he get into those conversations. On the 25th, Deanna Russo is coming in to teach the LinkedIn triangle strategy. May 10th, we're going to do a champion summit here. Looks like we're going to be out in Dallas for this one. So, put that together. That one's all going to be all about from, how to go from prospecting to close, with some amazing lineup of speakers on that. And of course the Badass Business Summit, September 18th through the 20th, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. Mm-hmm. Bernie, what do you got? Anything coming up?
Yeah, I've got a couple of paid events coming up next week. A gentleman by the name of Craig Ingram, he's a commercialization expert. He's going to be doing an event on Wednesday the 17th. And then I'm actually producing an event with Deanna on the 18th as well. So nice. Ask Deanna Anything session.
Very cool. Yeah. A lot of Deanna floating around today.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Love
that's
that.
That's awesome. Well, all right, guys. Well, y'all have a badass week. Next week, Bree Logue will be joining us as we put her in the hot seat. And Bree's also down there in San Antonio. So we'll have back-to-back rock stars. So that should be a lot of fun. So, but we'll be here every Monday, 8 o'clock a.m. We're going to put another champion in a hot seat, see if we can't help them grow and get their business rocking and rolling.
Or make them cry.
That's true. That's true. And we love feedback. If you guys love this style of morning show, we seem to get a lot more followers and a lot more interest, but let us know. If you're an SEM member and you want a chance to be in the hot seat, links inside a circle, go fill it out and we'll see you there. Otherwise, kids, love you, mean it. See you, bye.